This is RSB&B Update, Episode 58, The Moon Clan and Astro Runes. Hey everyone, we're here once again this week with Moon Clan Week for RSB&B Update. And who are we here with this week? We're with...
Bliss.
And Brad.
Yes. And some Barwood. Barwood! Anyway, so have you guys done this little quest we have this week?
Yeah. They came out.
What, Lance?
They came out. I was right on the island. And going through it.
Okay. Anyways, it's the Moon Clan. I don't know. The Lunar Spells. What do you guys, first before we start, what do you rate this update?
5
Out
of 5.
Okay. Lance?
5 out of 5. The spells are worth it if you are a skiller like I am.
Yes. But what's your magic level?
68. Right
now. Yes.
So I can't really get the effect of them yet, but soon I will.
Mm-hmm. Brad, which teleport's your favorite?
The Fishing Gill teleport.
Yes, that's kind of obvious,
just like to,
I think.
I'd just like to point out, like, I think it was 2 episodes ago when they had the behind the scenes for July, I actually said, after it said the new teleports, there should be a Fishing Gill teleport. And they put one in. So they obviously listened to this show.
Mm-hmm. And we got this new type of rune, the Astral Rune. Astral Rune. Level 40 rune crafting to make. You guys made any?
Yeah, it's really easy, isn't it?
Yeah. 8.7 XP, that's a little bit less than a nature rune. Nature rune is 9.
It's going to be great for leveling rune crafting.
Yeah. It's probably an easy way to do it if you don't like the Abyss, but I think the Abyss is still better. Based on the times and whatnot.
Somebody told me you could get 15,000 experience an hour making astral runes, and you can only get 9,000 an hour using the Abyss.
Huh. I don't think so. I don't think so about that.
Isn't there a new teleport which teleports you right near the bank or something?
Yes, yes. The Moon Clan teleport sends you to the bank.
Hmm.
Well, if you were teleporting, yeah. Like, if you're teleporting between the two, I guess, but that might be kind of interesting to run back and teleport. I didn't try it that way. I don't know. I'll have to check that part out. Anyways, daily tasks such as traveling to distant lands, teleporting, tending to plants, baking pies are all much more fun when you can sit back while magic does all the work for you. Yes.
Somebody made a point that if the bake pie spell thing does all of the pies instantly, then if you had a load of uncooked pies, you could get cooking experience really fast.
Yes. And don't some pies give good cooking XP?
Summer pie is level 95, isn't it?
Yes.
But I mean, if it was just cooking a full inventory of them at once, it would be good XP anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We got the new spell book. I don't know, that's kind of the only thing that kind of puts me away from this update, is the fact that for the spell books, you need to go to either the Zaros, Thingamadooey, or this altar to change them. That's kind of a far if you're, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got an idea for the Ruby Ami now. Well, a Ruby necklace. Make it a teleport necklace that sends you to either the Astral Altar or the Zaros Altar, making it easy to change your spell books.
Well, that would be interesting, but that might be kind of too easy to make. You'd probably need some sort of special gold for it or something. I don't know. But yes,
yeah, well,
that's a good idea.
I just plan on staying on the Astral Teleport spells and making a ton of teleport tablets.
Yes, that's right. Don't eat too much clay. I need 67, you know, construction, so I could build one of those lecterns that lets you make the house teleport, you know?
What lectern do you need to make, like, Camelot teleport?
That one?
Yeah.
67. Requires 2 gold leafs.
Oh my.
Yes, but you can come to my house when I have it.
Thank you, Shane.
Yes!
And I'll put new stairs in my house.
And Lance can come use the banner easel when I build one of those, too.
Yeah, the one part I don't have yet, I have 3 items that you can make out of the heraldic stuff.
Yes! Anyways, basically, to do this quest, you go to the Fremenic province. You know that place with your neat little names? Mm-hmm. What's your Fremenic name, Brad?
Barlak.
Barlak?
Yes. Shut up. What's yours?
Kind of like Barwood, I guess.
Oh, God, I should not have told you that.
Barlak. Barlak.
Merci.
Jiklor.
Jiklor? Jiklor?
Yeah.
What's for Barlak?
What's your Fremenic name, lads?
Oh, fear the mighty Talton.
Talton?
Talton? Talton. Talton. That's actually a normal one.
Jiklor.
This is our Speed Beef Update 58 with Jiklor, Barlak, and Talton. Barlak is kind of like Barwood.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a new place where you can mine Rune Essence up there, but that's kind of far. I think the Wizard Guild guy is still the best. New lunar clothing. I threw mine out.
So did I. It looks like crap.
Yeah, and it's not. It doesn't even have that good of a bonus.
I kept it just for the look and everything. And
yeah.
I swear, if you pay me $1 for each time I can get from Falador to the Varrock without getting one comment on that or being asked where I got it from, I'd have $1 right now.
Wow. Yes, I don't know. I think ARMS is still better.
Well, if someone can't use ARMS yet...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the best I got.
That's right. Anyways, go ahead.
It's just not as good as mage robes. If you want the high magic, use them. If you don't, go with the lunar. So, it depends on which way you want to go.
Okay. Basically, you guys have all completed the quest, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Basically, you go to the Fremenic place, board the boat, then you'll get on this pirate ship. Arr! I don't know, some people don't like talking... Don't want to talk like pirates on MSN, you know? Like, it's just like a matter of arr, matey. You know?
Oh, that sounded authentic.
Yeah, arr, it did. Matey.
Anyways,
and perhaps it's because of your cold.
Oh, perhaps, yes. I have a cold this week. Anyways, arr. Some people just don't like talking like that on MSN over voice call.
Quiet.
But you know who you are who don't like talking like that. Wink, wink. Anyways, basically you get on the boat, you find out that the boat's been jinxed, so you need to use this emerald lantern to find these 5 symbols and get rid of them. Because if you don't, you just make a circle around the little pirate island, you know? That's pretty funny, eh?
I like the bit where you say to the bloke, can you navigate us a course that's not... I can't remember the exact line, but it's something like... Can you navigate us a course that's not going around in a continuous circle or something?
Yes. That's an interesting part. But after you do that, you head to the island. Work with the pirates, my matey. The Pirate Bay in the Sweden. Anyways. Oh yes, and did you guys notice that the lunar altar is the only altar that has not been broken? Like, you know how all the other ones have been destroyed and you need to use a special talisman to get in?
Yep.
It's not the case with the lunar altar.
Well, that's because the island is basically, one, far out that no one can reach it, and two, I don't think anybody would want to mess with someone who can just peer into your mind and is floating in midair. So
good point.
Think breaking that's a good idea.
So maybe they were... I don't know. Do we know how all the original altars were destroyed?
There's probably some reason. Actually, I'm going to send
a knowledge base.
I'm going to send in a question to Jagex.
Yes, please do
sort
that.
Of. I'd just like to note, you know, Jagex seemed to answer all the stupid questions. I saw a question posted on a forum that some idiot had sent in asking why he hadn't got a dragon chain drop from the Dust Devils. Some Jagex mod wrote 3 paragraphs on it, and yet they ignore all the important questions.
Really?
Yes. Idiots.
Yeah, so if you ask why the rune altars were destroyed, maybe some war or something, that'd be interesting. I'll make a note to follow up on this. You should write that in. Yes. I don't know, maybe they were the powers against the Zaros people, because he destroyed all the altars, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. Oh, yes, and interesting point here. Why is there an Ice Plateau teleport at level 89 on the spells list?
It teleports you... What?
What were you saying?
I said it teleports you in front of the Agility Arena.
Exactly. At level 89. But if you look at your ancient magic, at level 96, there's an Ice Plateau teleport, too.
Hmm.
What's with that? 2 teleports going to the same place?
Well, you also gotta think of it like this. One is for skill people, so I don't think they could be there to be PK. They could be there to dash in and start training. However, for the ancient magic one, yeah, you're bringing all your runes ready to fight, so yeah, it's gonna be a little bit higher. And also, on the skill one, you can bring a group with you.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's actually interesting how that works. I tried that out. If people have accept 8 off, it says such and such a person does not want to be teleported.
I told you yesterday, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes, I was in the fishing guild and I took someone to Waterbirth Island with me.
Did they want to go there?
I don't know, obviously, because they had accept 8 on. Then they started fighting rock crabs and got a defense level.
Nice.
So, yeah, I don't know how they got off the island, but I'm sure they got off.
Yes.
Yeah, so group teleport works.
Yeah, let's just get all the mods together one day. Get one person with the skill magic to group teleport the Ice Plateau. Have the rest of us set with ancient magics ready. And as soon as we get there, we just start blasting everybody in the area.
Yeah. Oh, yes, and did anybody happen to take a look at the requirements for this quest?
Oh, yes. They were a lot.
I like this quest. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Why?
Just Pierce can't do it.
Oh, yeah, 40 defense.
61 crafting, 40 defense, 49 fire making, 5 herblore only, 65 magic, 60 mining, just squeaked by that one, and 55 woodcutting.
I squeaked by the crafting.
Yeah, me too, actually.
61 for the requirement, and I just hit 61 the day before.
Yeah,
I've
been 61 for a long time.
I'm 72 crafting.
Oh, that's nice. What'd you do, cowhides?
17,000 coifs from 66 to 71.
Fun.
No. Yeah, it was.
Oh, God, how long did that take?
Well, it was during the time where my internet was off at home, so I was going to internet cafes and making coifs. I think people would give me funny looks. But yeah, it took me like a few weeks. But that was only playing an hour or two a day.
Yes.
Right, on to question.
No, we want to say about the reward for this quest.
Oh, it was pretty shit. Apart from the spells, the XP reward wasn't great.
The reward was, let me just pull it up here.
5,000 magic, 5,000 rune crafting.
The quest guide.
5,000 magic, 5,000 rune crafting, and 5,000 something else.
No, just 5,000 rune crafting and magic XP.
And 50 Astral Runes.
50 Astral Runes.
Yep.
Yes. How interesting. So, ratings?
5.
Lance?
I'll give it a 5 on the quest part.
I got to go 4 on this one. 4. That's 93% approval.
Also, in the last part, a warning to everyone: you can't lose anything in your mind. Right. I actually died in one part of it, and I just woke up and nothing happened.
Interesting. So you can die in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyways, thank you, people. That was an excellent RuneScape update this week.
Yes.
On to questions. Brad, you can take this first one.
Okay, with the new spellbook out, will this dramatically change the wilderness forever, or is it something that is purely meant to help with basic tasks, such as baking pies? Also, do the spells that share potions literally share the dose with all, or do they use a full potion on four people? If someone were to cast the spell which shares a prayer potion with four people, will everyone share one dose and receive an equal amount of healing, or will everyone take one dose out of the potion? I would imagine it would be one dose. I can't imagine you'd be able to share a potion between four people.
Maybe, I don't know, I've never tried this one.
I don't know.
But on the subject of will it change PKing, I think that needs to be given time. I mean, you can now only cast the spells like Vengeance and the healing spells in multi-combat zone. You can't cast them in single.
Yes.
So it may take a while before clans or PKers figure out how to use them effectively.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter to me. I don't PK, so.
Yes. Next question.
That was from PFK Die Dines. Let's see. If you do the share potion one, it'll share it with up to four people in the immediate area, so yes.
One dose per person.
Exactly.
But what about you? There's five if there's four in you.
You probably don't get any.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Anyways. Yes.
Seems to be you.
Next one. What do you normally wear in game? This is from Casey Jones X.
Oh, Shane, answer this.
No, Brad first.
Okay, I normally wear Glory, Teleporting, Legends Cape, Ring of Life, and Mine Boots, because I like the way they look. That's what I wear.
Lance?
Depends on the skill. If I'm doing something where I need a certain defense, I'll wear that. Or if I'm training. You usually see what I've just been doing if you see me around.
Okay, my turn. Well, it depends. If I am fighting magic stuff, I wear my I wear my Carl's top and my tights. Fighting magic things. If I am fighting melee things, I wear my rune plate and legs with whip and stuff and rune defender. And if I am not fighting anything, like if I'm doing farming runs, consists of Legends Cape, Ring of Wealth, Climbing Boots, Glory, and Full Lederhosen. Oh yes, and I hear this thing on this MSN here. Who wears short lederhosen?
That was Poison's joke.
Yes. And Poison 3333. Poison 3333.
It's only three threes, isn't it?
Okay, yes, three threes. 333. Yes, there we go. Got his name right. Yeah. Next one. Lance, you read this one.
Do I really look like Poison? And last week you said knights for thieving. I just wanted to tell you, guards are better, so thanks for the wrong advice. And new skill-related question. Best place to train agility to 65, currently 57.
Guards aren't...
Bogrobloke.
Guards aren't better. You fail guards more than you fail knights.
Yes. Did you even... Mr. Bogroll, did you even go out and try knights? And trapping them in a room? Did you go out and try that?
Even though guards are a lower thieving level, you will still fail less knights at, say, level 60 than you will fail... You'll fail more guards than you will knights, even though guards require a lower level.
Yes, that's one of the common misconceptions about thieving. Guards are better. And yes, you do look like Poison. We've seen that, right?
And where to train agility, you should go to the gnome place. I hear that's really good experience.
Wow. I was thinking the wilderness one, though.
I was being sarcastic. Yes, go to the wilderness.
Yes, go to the wilderness.
Either the Agility Pyramid if you don't want to be PK'd, or the Brimhaven Agility Arena. Three.
If you don't want to be PK'd, the best place would be, okay, yeah. No, yeah, wilderness.
Yeah. Or if you've done that little quest called Monkey Madness and Recipe for Disaster, you can go to Ape Atoll. Anyways, thank you, Bongo Bloke. Next question.
What do you think the next major update will be? I have no idea. Anyone got any ideas?
Range update?
No. Next major update will be time runes.
We don't need time runes.
Stop time. Go back in time. Go forward in time.
That's a pipe dream.
A what?
A pipe dream.
What the hell is a pipe dream?
Something that you really want to happen, but that in realistically is never going to happen, but it's...
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Plus, as everyone at my D&D table found out, messing with time can be very problematic.
Oh, yes. Lance, do you watch Star Trek?
A little.
Yes. Have you seen any of the time travel ones where they move to, like, for instance...
Shane, this is not Star Trek Bits and Bytes update.
I don't know. Basically, you can change history, so then there'd need to be some sort of place to watch out, make sure that people aren't changing history in the wrong way, right, Lance?
Yep. Plus, if I had movies based on it.
If I had time runes in real life, I'd go and kill the original cast of Star Trek, so there will be no show.
No, you wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't do that. But I say time runes. Lance has a range update. What does Brad say?
Fishing update. We need higher level fish.
What about manta rays and sea turtles?
Yeah, but they're hard to get. Or you should be able to get them at some other spot. Because I don't want to get 50 people together to go and do the guild. So I have to...
Yes.
The trawler, I mean, not the guild.
Yeah,
the trawler.
Yeah. Thank you, Deathmage 411.
I do have one thing to say about my opinions on what's going to happen next. I heard from a few guys in the mining guild, and they've all been saying the same thing, that range is going to have an update next. So, that's why I kind of said that.
I see.
Range is underpowered.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Range is underpowered. Magic has got ancients, and now the new lunar spells, they have vengeance and healing. Melee has got, you know, all the decent barrow sets, you know, and whips. Rangers
well,
got magic.
This is what the Rangers do. That's a clip from an old episode of RSB&B Update. That's what the Rangers have to do.
Rangers underpowered.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. At least in a PKing sense, Rangers are very underpowered.
Oh, jeez. It's a... technology of pulling back a bow and letting an arrow go.
Yeah, but the technology of melee is just getting a heavy blunt object and thrusting it towards somebody.
But or magic, bashing it through someone's head.
Yeah.
Magic is more powerful.
Yes, magic is like not real.
Exactly. That's why it's so powerful.
I think there should be like a new skill.
Well,
I'd like to see a new skill.
Well, there is a quest called... that prayer is called Protect from Missiles. So next thing we might get...
Nuclear bomb-making ability!
Yeah!
Anyone in Iran automatically gets 99.
What about North Korea?
Yeah, go on then.
And anyone named Bush can't get any.
So that would be part of the range update then?
Yes, make nuclear bomb. Detonate nuclear bomb.
But what about missiles? Because there's a protect from missiles prayer already.
I'd put up a missile silo in Varrok and we could just launch missiles into the wilderness.
I'll build a system one in Baldor and we'll both start shooting.
Then I'll take my ones in the Elf Wand to take out that entire side of the map.
Hey, and I'm sure those white knights won't care.
Then we just go into the wilderness and pick up everything from everybody who's died.
Oh. Hey, I'll finally get my whip.
Okay. Well, okay then. Where were we? Oh yes, next question is from Creepy Pirate or whatever his face is.
Oh. This is a question for you, Shane.
Okay, someone read it.
I'll read it. Do you love me, Shane?
No.
Also, could you see a future for me and you? Please leave reasons. No, see, Creepy, he doesn't love you because he's marrying poison.
No,
so.
No.
There
no.
we go.
No, that's the thing that Brad is maintaining that's happening. But no, nothing's happening here. Nothing. Sorry, Creepy, but no. You're a good mod and all. But yes.
He loves me, yes.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
I was talking about you, Shane.
Oh! No.
You love Mike. Okay, let's move on.
Thank you, Creepy. Next question, please. Somebody, Lance, can take this one.
What do you think will happen in the next edition of the Plague City Quest, and when do you think it will come out? By Trekkie.
Well, we're still waiting to access that large soccer field type area north of the Elflands.
So, it's going to be an Elf soccer update?
Sure.
You're going to have, like, Profundus Football Club or something?
Sure, or Quidditch.
Playing Varric Rovers?
The Quidditch teams, that's actually what it looks more like.
We're going to have the RuneScape World Cup.
Final is the Falador Titans against the Ardungae Knights.
Sure.
I can place bets.
Yeah, maybe you think you'll win?
No. I never win.
Yes, so I
think it'll be access to the Elf City.
Sure.
But I've not even done Morning's End Part 2 yet.
You need... What? Get going on that.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Through because I've been too lazy to get the items, and plus I don't have enough bank room.
Next week when I'm away, that's your job.
I'm away for the week.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Italy.
Oh, that's supposed to be hot there.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah. So, what do you? I don't know. Maybe sometime in October or something. I don't know. It'll
I
come
hope
out.
So.
Because it's definitely not done if Hello? You remember how Morning's End Part 2 ended. Basically, you just get access to the Death Altar in the Temple of Light. It
yes.
seems like it's not done yet. Like they never tied up the loose ends with the king and stuff. Mm. So, not done yet. Maybe in October or something. Okay, next question, once again from Casey Jones X. If you could remove one item from the game, what would it be and how would it affect the economy? One item only.
I would remove buckets from the economy. I think this would kick the economy into a very sort of unstable motion and cause a lot of stuff to go down.
I see. If I could remove one item, I'd have to remove the blue party hat.
Actually, no, I'd remove Santa's.
Ah!
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't know what I'd remove. Lance, what would you remove?
I don't know, but by the time I'm done, I'm probably thinking it'll probably end up being something that starts with C.
Cats?
Nope.
Chaos? No.
Nope, it's four letters long. And I got 5k of it already in my bank.
Coins?
Nope. That's 5 letters, Shane.
Shane can't count. I don't know.
Coal.
Oh, coal.
Oh. That would throw it, because you need coal to... You need coal to make, Rune bars and Addy bars and everything. So
and
how would you make those?
Steel.
Wow.
But look at my theory, right? If we took buckets out of the game, out of the economy, right? People wouldn't be able to use the Ectophile to train while this doesn't seem so much of a problem, now we have the houses and the gilded altars and the houses, a lot of people don't have that high construction. So, theoretically, if they didn't have buckets to train at the ectophile, the price of dragon bones would go down. See?
Yeah, I see.
The price of cakes would be non-existent because there wouldn't be any more cakes because you can't get milk in a bucket.
Yes, very true.
We'd have to find another way to milk cows, like into a pan or something.
Milk cows into an upturned rune full helm. I'm sure that would... Oh no, all the milk would come out the grill, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this through.
We'd have to use the Darok helmet, maybe?
Yeah, that's true.
No, just use the lunar helmet for that.
I need to go grab another water because my throat's starting to act up, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm just glad my iced coffee's still holding up.
Yeah.
I did not get any sleep last night. As soon as I did, something woke me up during the night.
I hate getting woken up in the night.
And I couldn't re-fall back asleep either.
Oh, right. We were talking about how we'd milk cows if there was no buckets.
Upturned rune full helms.
Yes, that's right.
Or possibly a rune plate. Because, you know, if you opened it up, it would be that sort of bowl shape.
Right.
Rune bowls.
I see.
Oh, how about you see that gold bowl from the Legends Quest? I don't think we need that anymore, do we?
No.
Good idea.
Why not just... Yeah, that's actually probably the most logical thing. Anyway, so buckets would greatly affect it. So would coal. Thank you. Casey, Jones X. Okay, final type of questions. This is what we get when we allow any type of questions. We seem to get more questions. But what is your favorite type of pie? And that is from Alt Mac Daddy.
Is this RS or real life?
I have no idea.
Should we do both?
Sure. Real life pumpkin pie. I'll get back to you on the RuneScape pie.
Lance?
Chocolate cream in real life and in RS? I'm probably thinking it's apple pie for my character.
Real life is steak and kidney pie is nice.
What the hell is that?
It's an English thing, Shane. It's like brawn and black pudding. You just don't understand English food.
I see.
Steak and kidney is actually kidney. It's nice. Steak and kidney, as the name suggests.
Okay.
Pie. And RuneScape, let's see, I don't know, Admiral Pie, because it's something to do with fish.
Sure. I don't know what mine would be. Maybe curry.
Curry pie. You can actually get those.
Yeah, I don't know what mine would be. Maybe just a mud pie, I don't know.
Mud pie. Mississippi mud pie. God, those are nice.
Or a summer pie. 10% run energy and 5 agility. Yes, that's a good one. Or a wild pie. 5 slayer and 4 ranged.
Wow, so Mike could kill abyssal demons with one of those.
Yes.
What? It would take a lot of pies to get a whip, I think.
Yes.
They're off just buying one nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Alt Mac Daddy, for that one. On to tech news now. So what do we got here? Somebody want to read this first one about gold farming?
I'll do it. Load you. Okay. Right. Gold farming in China means real income. At any time, as many as 500,000 Chinese gamers are completing quests and gathering such assets as virtual gold pieces to sell off for real money. They toil in internet cafes and in makeshift computer labs, sometimes sleeping on cots in nearby dormitories in shifts. It's easier than making shoes, said Wang Jin, 27, an entrepreneur who keeps 30 young people working in his stable of gamers. You don't work so hard. The physical pressure is not high. This is much less demanding than the sweatshops.
What do you think?
It's an industry.
Yes, but do you think it's right to have people working to make work playing games to collect money and then sell?
Well, they obviously accept the job, is it? I mean, it's not like they're forced.
It's not like they're doing slave labor or anything, right?
And unless it's RuneScape they're doing, I don't think it's illegal in some of the games. So.
Yeah, why is it illegal in RuneScape?
No idea. Dragix don't like the idea, I guess. Do you want to know the game World of Warcraft? That sort
of... Yes, I know that game.
Apparently, a friend of mine plays it, and she was telling me that you can pay companies in China money for them to level up your character to the maximum level, and they'll actually level it up, you know, in like 2 weeks. It'll take them 2 weeks to get it from the bottom level to the max level. And you just pay them something like 50 euros or $50 or something like that.
Really?
Now, where is the fun in that? I thought you buy the game to play the game and actually work on it yourself, but I guess I'm wrong nowadays.
Would you pay 50 euros to get 126 combat?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, if you were paid someone to play on your RuneScape account, it would take them a long time to max it out, wouldn't it?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't, because I think if you do it yourself, you get more of a sense of achievement from it rather than...
And after you're done, what's the point, you know?
But it's readily advertised, so Blizzard, who run World of Warcraft, obviously have no problem with it.
Yeah. Some reason Jagex does. I don't know.
Good old
That's
industry.
Okay, I think.
Two words. Account scamming.
Yeah, do you actually get your account back after you pay for this kind of stuff?
She said you did. Apparently it's a very reputable company, and they do a lot of, you know, a lot of accounts, so... Don't know. Guess you could trust them.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyways, that's an interesting little piece of thing about what actually goes on. Next piece of little news. AMD. You guys all know the AMD company, right?
Yeah. They made my laptop.
Yeah, you have one of those thingies in there, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, they're cutting prices before the new Intel Conroe chips ship. Basically, the AMD X2 5000 will undergo a price drop from $696 to $301, 4600 plus 558 to 242, 4200 365 to 187, and 3800 303 to 152. That is definitely a big price drop.
Yeah, it is.
Because basically, they need to get rid of all these old... Like, they want people to buy these chips that are the old ones before the new Conroe thingies come out. So, I don't know, it might be a good time to upgrade if you haven't. I actually bought the 3800 back in January, and that's actually almost how much it cost at $300. So, yeah...
Is that when you built your computer?
Yes. Yeah, it was kind of... should have waited. Oh, well. Yeah, but if you wait, you never buy anything, so...
True. Can't take it with you.
Yeah, that's right. They also dropped the 4400 and 4800 from their lineup, so... And the FX60. So it's a good time to upgrade if you have an AMD socket 939 or you want to switch to an AM2 socket.
Or you're making a new computer, period, and you need a...
AMD chip.
Yep.
Like, you could get a 64X2 for 5000 for $300. Same price I paid for my 3800 back in January.
And all the best computers are made by yourself. Everyone can agree to that. I have a friend that made his, and it outdoes my laptop, and he paid a lot less.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm too stupid to build my own computer.
Oh, no one. It's pretty easy. Nobody's stupid.
I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Well, next little piece of news. Do we know that, they say the boards of AMD and ATI have approved where AMD would acquire the Canadian graphics card ATI people for $5.4 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. So, AMD and ATI mixing together, interesting. And then NVIDIA could also from this make some sort of partnership with Intel to make sure that they work, so it could be interesting to see how this goes, but there is no merger as of yet. They still have lots of stuff to iron out, but $5.4 billion for a graphics card company. Can you afford one of those, Brad?
The company?
Yes.
No, but I could probably buy, like, one desk there. You know, if the whole company costs $4 billion, the desk's got to cost a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, that would be that.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, it's probably the amount of money Bill Gates gambled away last year or something stupid like that.
Yeah, so this might be happening, but we'll keep you guys updated on this. Rance, somebody take this first one.
I don't mind who wants it.
You can take it, because this one's not looking like my cup of tea.
Okay. Isn't this a game for, I don't know, like 13 plus? ... I saw a 7-year-old. Yes, a 7-year-old. I was at his house and stuff, and you know what? He had a level 100 account. This game doesn't even allow you to swear, spelt wrong. At least you can say stuff, hell, or what the f- and stuff. But now you can't even say FUMD. First two letters of that word, and other stuff, ... Heck, Jagex, are you 7 years old? If a 7-year-old programmed RuneScape, that is one smart 7-year-old. No, I suppose not, because you have to be 18 plus to work in the UK, but you act 7-year-old by putting in all these censored words and stuff. This should be allowed in the game. Idea section. Censored words and censored, spelt wrong. Bloody game. Not so it makes the game 18 plus. Sounds when you die, like screams or ughs or stuff and stuff. When you die, you fall on the ground bleeding.
That's actually good.
Scars, blood on weapons, cuts and other stuff. Make the guy dying suffer. Example, poison go like stagger around and stuff, and also like you can see when he's almost dead. There are some of my ideas. Tell me yours. Note, say I support when you want to support. Note 2, free bumps needed. Oh. Yeah. My. God. I just want to say what I said a few weeks ago. The scariest bit about this rant is that this person in about 10 years is going to be an adult. That's what scares me most.
Yeah, well, think about it. If they put in something you could see, like with a crossbow, like Half-Life, you could see when a crossbow goes through someone's head and then they get pinned to a ceiling or something.
Oh.
Half-Life. Yes.
Yeah.
Jagged
times.
I've pinned people to a wall before, by their neck. Or by their foot.
I hope you're not talking about real life.
Half-Life.
Good. So not real life, it's Half-Life.
No.
Half.
Yes, that's right.
It's not complete life, it's Half-Life.
Sure.
Probably isn't. Yeah. Pin people to the wall.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, what do you think about this? No, yes, maybe so.
I don't think Jagex would, because they want. To, if they did, they would have to probably move the rating up. It's already 13, I doubt they're going to put it up any higher.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, it's what the parent says. The parent says, go ahead, then that 7-year-old can do whatever. How would the parents restrict it? For what they care, they can say no until he's 18.
Sure, yeah.
That's why Grand Theft Auto is such a problem.
Oh yeah, what's that one rated?
18. Rated
Not after the hot coffee mod.
What's a hot coffee mod do?
You don't want to know, Shane.
No, tell me.
Basically, it's the most natural thing in the world, only badly simulated.
There was this thing. Go on.
It's supposedly a mini game that Rockstar supposedly locked off of their CD so no one could access it. Well, some people for PC, which if you look at the people that can do this, it's not very hard, actually went on and found the game and was able to reproduce it in its entirety.
Oh, the most natural thing in the world. I get it.
Yeah. Let me see if I have an emote fitting.
Oh, God.
Actually, I think all you had to do was look at your avatar, and we get the basic idea.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, creepy. Oh, wait, creepy. I'm a little...
What?
Creepy's avatar, I meant.
On RSBNB?
Yeah.
What about it?
That's nothing to do with it, but I thought it was funny.
Oh! Oh, I see Creepy's avatar.
Yeah.
Move that on a bit.
Right. You did say make that more a bit?
I do. Oh, I'm not... Okay, never mind.
Okay. So I guess we know what would happen if they had to raise the rating, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're not going to go any more further into this. Next rant. Lance. Yeah. This one's your... Yeah. Or no. Next, I'll take this one.
Yeah, because I'm really not a dueler, so...
Okay. In the duel arena, you get two buddies to watch. You say, let's stake 1 million GP. You're fighting and about to win, but what's this? He's healed. Food's off. Oh, wait. It's a pesky heal other spell. Now he has unlimited specials and health. Dang, there goes your cash, because buddies are watching him and healing him and making sure he will win. Now he runs off with 1 million from a glitch. Yeah, right. That's not a glitch. That's perfectly fine. Legal.
Mm-hmm. What? How is the stake between two people alright if one of his friends heals it? It was a glitch that they had with the new spells, where at the duel arena, somebody was able to cast the heal other spell on someone in a duel outside the arena, so it was a glitch.
But if this was real life and you were casting the spell on someone inside a ring, that would be allowed.
No, it wouldn't, and you would never have a heal other spell in real life.
I think it should be allowed.
What, so that you... The whole point of the duel arena is which friend has more heal other spell runes.
Sure.
Or who has more friends that can heal other...
Yeah, well...
It was a glitch.
Did they fix it?
Yes, it was fixed. But... And do you know when Ancient Magics first came out?
Yes.
They had the same glitch with that. People could attack people inside the arena using Ancient Magics when it was first released. Now, it happened once. You think... that they were releasing another spell set, that they would specifically check that and bug test that area, but no, they didn't.
History repeats itself.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. Next rant, I guess, yes. I don't know. Yes. Oh, like that bug, the knives bug. Lance, did you see that one?
No, I actually didn't.
Brad, what was the range bonus on those iron knives?
That I had?
Yeah,
it was like, I think it increased the number you had. I had like 20,000 and it was over 100,000 range bonus.
Yeah. Oh.
Just imagine
if... That
was
a bug, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it didn't have a max hit. It didn't, you know, hit stupid numbers. It just... I didn't try them out, but apparently somebody said... Again, people were using it dueling, and they won a lot because they hit high a lot, but I don't know. I didn't realize it actually affected it. I thought it was just a display error.
Mm. Yeah, well, apparently you can hit your max hit almost every time, so... Yeah! Little bugs, hey?
Tiny little bug fixes.
Okay, Lance, this is your rant.
Okay. Kuros, Kuros, Iron Dragons. Kuros, Kuros, Turoth, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Kuros, Kuros, Turoth, Iron Dragons. Today, from Shiloh. Kalphite Desert Lizards, Iron Dragons, Steel Dragons, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Kalphites. These monsters have been my Slayer tasks from yesterday. And what do they all have in common? I switched them all in Birthright. Yes, I've had the same three things with Slayer in the last 12 hours yesterday. Three? Okay. And it's probably going to be like that tomorrow. As well as the monsters from Shiloh. See anything weird? I'm getting the same BS from Shiloh as everywhere else. And low-level Slayer monsters from Shiloh? I thought this was supposed to be a high-level Slayer master. What I suggest is your Slayer Master give you a second option for a Slayer task, like either Iron Dragons or Fire Giants. That way, I won't be in a bad mood, and not so many people will have to switch Slayer tasks as often. Also, move tasks where they belong. Move things like Calphites and the Desert Lizards away from higher-level masters, and move them to low-level ones, where they belong. And decrease the frequency of Iron Dragons by a lot. Any Slayer Master is given a second option for a Slayer task would look something like this. Continues. Got any tips for me? Okay, great, or can I ask something else? Click here to continue. Well, I suppose so. It's either 165 Iron Dragons or 124 Fire Giants. The task can, of course, be completely different. This is just an example. Click here to continue. Pick one, of course. Okay, the new task is to kill 124 Fire Giants if you pick that option. Giantess for me, and then I hope you all understand what I'm getting at.
Huh. Did we ever have a rant like this before?
I think we had a rant about you should be able to choose your own... I think about choice. But okay. The guy says it's a high-level Slayer Master when it's not. It's a Slayer Master for people with over 100 combat, so you could be 100 combat and one Slayer, and you could still use it.
Yes, that's right. That's the idea behind it.
Actually, I don't know. He might have a Slayer requirement. I'm not sure. I think there was one that did.
That is pretty crappy assignments, though.
Yes.
Most of mine have been pretty good, like... Spectres, Blood Valves, Infernal Mages.
Both of us got Basilisks in the past, and those were
good. Oh, yeah, Basilisks are good.
If they did put that option in there where you got a choice of two, I think then you would have to pick one of those two. You couldn't Berthorp it. You'd have to pick one of the two they offered.
But, I don't know.
Then you pick the one you want better, at least.
I don't know. I'm fine with my tasks right now.
Yeah, I've never had that much problem.
The Spectres are good, except they use lots of prayer potions.
Yes, Shane, you seem to have a need for prayer potions in the last few days.
Yes!
He's not the only one. I all Colomancer a good thrashing, but I don't have the prayer potions to do so.
I'll sell you some.
If I can get the money or the Ranar, because I also need the experience, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, so you think this is a good time to transfer into what have we been doing? Brad first.
I got
Barlack, I should say.
I got 94 fishing, 89 cooking, 60 farming. That's it.
Oh, that's good. And who helped you get 60 farming?
You did, Shane, by giving me loads of crappy obsidian you didn't want.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Lance, what have you been up to?
Well, besides the occasional farming and going for my goal, which I'm now almost quarter completed, finally, I've been working on my house, but that's going to be stopping for a little bit because I got an altar right now and I want to get at least a basis of a chapel done. And I can focus more on my mining, and if I ever get time, I want to go fletch and try to get enough to get a abyssal whip.
I see. I don't know, what do those go for nowadays?
2.6.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I have some good money in my bank that I'm saving for something. I don't know. Let's see.
I remember when Guthix's armor was that high.
Yes. Oh, what have I been doing? What have I been doing? I got 75 farming, 74 Slayer, 85 attack, and 102 combat, I believe.
Congratulations.
Yes, so. I don't know, I got this huge shopping list of stuff that I need to buy before I can continue on Slayer.
You said what, for Herblore?
Yes.
You said you were going to get it yourself.
I know, that's what I mean. 250 chocolate bars. Fine. 460 Snapegrass, I got those. 180 Mortmeyer Fungi, 150 Limpert Roots, 190 White Berries, 180 Blue Dragon Scales, and 180 Eyes of Newt.
My tip? Go kill a cave bugs in the Lumby Swamp Dungeon, because I've been there before. Cause I heard they drop White Berries. They're not too frequent, but they will help. They drop liverwort roots and a whole lot of other second ingredients, so they're good to go and attack, so...
Yes. So if anybody wants to help by giving me maybe... Like, I need 50 white berries, but I have a bush that I need to be checking more often, because I have white berry bushes, you know?
Stop begging, Shane.
I need to go check my whiteberry bushes, but limpert roots are going to be another story. Anybody wants to sell me some at a reduced price, just let me know. PM me on the forums.
I might have seeds in my bank. I'm not sure, though.
Shane, I'll give you the fungi you want, since I've got like 1,000 in my bank that I'm going to do nothing with.
Oh, you'll give it to me?
Yes, I'll give it to you.
And what do you want from me?
Nothing. I'll just give you the damn fungi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Fungi is good. Save me some time. Thank you. There's not going to be a show next week because I'm not going to be here. And Brad's not going to be here either. So. And I don't think anybody else wants to record the show, edit it, upload it.
More importantly,
make show notes for it.
I don't think anybody could do it as well as Shane, so.
I would, but I don't know how to do all that, and leave me to be responsible for that would not be a good idea right now. If I was properly trained in it, then maybe I could do one, but not this level right now.
Yes. So we'll have to follow up on the rune altars. Brad sent
in a question.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so is there anything else anybody wants to say or advertise or anything?
Anyone want to talk about the Rune Rock incident yesterday and why we're upset about it?
No, what's this about?
Yesterday, Rune Rock actually went and was spamming the forums. We had 3 pages.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
we had some spammer come through, but I think we fixed him.
Yeah. I had to clean
it. We fixed up the problem.
Archiving topics at 4 a.m., it's not fun.
So, if one of your topics disappeared yesterday, that's why it disappeared, because we didn't want to go through all these topics this guy made and split everything out. We just moved everything out.
And it was only the sandbox, wasn't it?
Yeah, so if something disappeared, that's why.
Sandbox. There's a few others, but mostly the sandbox.
Yes.
And there's also one on enforcing rules that Creepy actually put up. I'll just quote him for this. Lately, I've been noticing quite a few people enforcing the rules around here. I'd like to ask you to cut it out. When you reply to telling them not to double post or don't spam, whatever you get the picture, all it is doing is adding to the problem over solving it. The report button is there to be used. Doesn't matter how small the problem is. Any mod that complains or report coming in for a double post clearly isn't doing their job properly anyway. It helps keep the forums clean, less spammy, and avoids arguments. Believe it or not, people don't like being told what to do. And that was from our mod Creepy here.
Yeah, so just report button. Report button. Don't PM us with stuff. Just use the report button. It's far simpler.
And don't post in a topic saying something needs to be done, because if I see you do it, I will delete your post. Don't be smart-ass. Don't try to act like a moderator. It will only make us dislike you and think you're annoying. So, use the report button.
That's not the way you want to become a mod if you are going to aim for that. Trust me on that.
I got this post on the blog of why are you Canadian? I posted yesterday.
Let me have a look.
It's basically a list of things that if you can answer yes to some of them, you're probably Canadian. It's probably old, but it's a good thing to post.
Homo milk?
Yes! You don't know what that is?
No, I know what a poutine is. But I have no idea what a...
milk is...
Chesterfield!
Milk that's... What?
I have no idea.
What a Chesterfield is?
No.
It's a little couch for 2 people.
I'm sure I could bring up plenty of slang, like English slang, you'd have no idea.
Do you know what a toque is?
No.
It's a hat you wear in the winter.
I'm trying to think of English slang right now, but nothing's coming to my head. I could speak in Cockney rhyming slang, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah, so check this out at shane.rsbnb.com. Are we done?
I think, unless anybody else has anything.
Nope, all done.
Okay. That was a good rant today. That Lance was reading, it makes you just want to dance.
Mm-hmm. I had to do something to it.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks, I guess. Brad, you're going to be back on the week from the 7th to the 12th?
Yep, I'll be back then.
Yeah, I'll be back sometime that week. I'm not sure exactly what day, but I'll be back that week, and there will be a show that week. Yes.
Well, it'll be a longer one.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah, so, does anybody need to say anything else?
Keep watching the skies.
Oh, yeah. Watch for UFOs. There's a show on that said that UFOs are nothing more than a thing up in the Nevada desert where they test these special new planes for the U.S. government. And they're not actually alien technology flying over. They're just the U.S. testing new aircraft.
Yeah.
Yes. So, all that said, RSPNB update is done for Lewent, a.k.a. Lance, and Barlak.
And for Tier, whatever your name was. What was it?
What, Lance, what's your name?
Talton.
And what's yours?
Signing out of RSPNB update 58 for Talton, Barlak, and Jiklor.
Jiklor.
See ya, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Stay safe and use the chat.
Give him a sedative. That would come in there.
Yeah. So there's no way to make it quieter, Lance.
Hold on.
Thank you. Brad, did you hear that?
Yes.
What do you think he did?
I think he hit the poor child.
Yeah.